Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
Are you truly in touch with your passion? And are you bringing that passion to your business and life? If not, or if so, stay tuned. So today we are thrilled to introduce you to Teresa Bueno from Leaner Meaner Senior, who is an amazing friend of ours. She's also a coach. She trained and specialized in women-centered coaching and positive intelligence coaching. She's got 3 decades of coaching experience. She started her own drafting design business in her 20s. She's continuously used her creative entrepreneurial spirit to start and build companies, including a real estate brokerage, small business coaching, and eco-development. And in 2006, she even embarked on a 10-year sojourn in Costa Rica with her husband, a testament to her adventurous spirit. So today, Teresa is going to talk to us about accelerating with clarity, understanding what drives you, and how to leverage it. So Teresa, thank you so much for being on our show today.
It's my extreme pleasure to be here. I'm thrilled. Thank you for having me.
We're so excited about this topic, and I'm just going to let you jump in because I know we're going to talk about clarity and passion and business and all kinds of great things. So we're looking forward to this conversation today.
Excellent. I am too. There's nothing I love talking about more than igniting people's passion and the value in it. Because it all gets back to clarity. Velocity is a function of clarity. You might want to write that down. It's one of my favorite sayings. I live by it. I think it's a very, very powerful. Whenever you're stuck, no matter what it is, look to see where you're not clear. I think we've all experienced that. Like if you're going someplace, if you're going somewhere, you know where you're going, that you can drive very, very, you know, quickly and effectively and even do other things while you're doing it. But if you're not sure, you've got to look at the GPS, you've got to check your notes, you're going slow, oh darn, miss that turn around. So it's the lack of clarity that prevents the velocity we want in our life, whether we're going somewhere physically or we're going somewhere in our business or in our relationships or just in our own satisfaction in life.
And I'll never forget when you actually introduced us to that quote. And I think it's so powerful because in business, especially with everything evolving and changing, you know, having velocity, being able to move quickly through things and making decisions and taking action, and that's really going to help with growth. And that all comes from clarity. And I just know we had a great conversation around that. So yeah, share more about getting clarity.
Well, yeah, because that's the thing, like we can all get velocity, but we may be going the wrong way. You know, there's actually the definition of velocity is speed in the right direction. That's the thing that we want to, because we don't want to confuse it with busy work. Everybody can be busy, you know, and create busy, create the illusion of doing something. That's one of my favorite things, you know, is like, let me like get busy on something. It's not the velocity that we're talking about. And that comes, is sourced by clarity. So whenever we start looking about what is the problem, why are we not enjoying the or participating in the level of velocity that we're interested in, it's useful to start looking at, well, what's missing? What am I not clear about? And I would even be so bold as to assert that virtually every problem you have is not the problem you think it is. It's the problem of lack of clarity. Whether it's marketing, you're having issues with marketing. Are you clear about who your target market is? Are you clear about what their pain is? Are you clear about your offer and how it addresses their pain? And these kinds of issues of clarity. And the other thing I would like to add to that, that I think is really, really important, especially for women, I'm not saying it doesn't happen to men, but it is common. It is the thing that women do. And that is to blame ourselves something's wrong with me. See, I told you I couldn't do this. I'm not good enough for this. I don't know what to do. I'm not a public speaker. I'm not this. I'm not that. So we start making it about ourselves rather than what is missing. So that is just, there's just no cheese in that tunnel. That's right. Not the issue.
So do you feel like when a person gets clarity, they can really start to see the gap in the resources that they need in order to achieve that goal? So the clarity allows you to start to see, you know, what needs to be done and whether or not it needs to be done by you, I guess.
Oh yeah, or what resources you need. Exactly. If you have clarity, let's just back up a little bit and say, if you have clarity about your vision, that's, you know, probably the first thing you need to like address. Are you clear where you want to be in a year from now, 5 years from now? You know, are you clear about what that is? Like, what would success look like for you, whether it's business, relationship, or your physical being, your body? It doesn't matter. It's like, you know, plug in whatever it is you're dealing with. Certainly it applies to business big time. If you're not clear about where you want to be, how can you have velocity? Because you have to know where you're going first. So you need to have clarity about what's your vision. And I think a lot of people might be hesitant about that because it's like, well, maybe I want to change my mind, or maybe this isn't right. You can do that. You know, this is like driving a car in the night with a headlight. You know you're going this direction. You can see as far as you can see, and you go that far, and then you can see further, and you can see further as you move. So yeah, maybe you have to adjust, but you need to start and start in the general direction that you want. So having clarity about vision is first. Then you can look to see, where am I? And if I were standing over there in that success that I envision for myself, what would I have? What would my world look like? What kind of support would I have? What kind of finances would I have? What would my team look like? You know, all of these kinds of questions, if you are already in that success. So from there, now you could look at where you are and say, oh, what do I currently have? What do I need? The presence of which will make a difference. And then what are the resources I need? Who are the people who can help me? Where do I need to go ask questions? Then you can start filling in that gap. But it's to your point, Kirsten, you have to know where you want to go and where you are and what's missing to get you there.
I love that. And I think that a lot of people, especially business owners, do a lot of busy work because it makes them feel like they think they're accomplishing something. But I love, you know, when you look at the bigger picture, is that getting me from here to there? The second thing I think of is a lot of people don't know how they can outsource things that they're not good at, that they don't want to do, that they don't want to get good at, and how sometimes that's the solution. Because if you want that velocity, you know, you either spend the time and effort yourself and learning it, or you get someone who already knows how to do it and loves it and can do it a lot faster. So I think, you know, just because you're a small business doesn't mean you have to think small. And doesn't mean you have to do everything yourself.
Exactly. And that is actually one of the pitfalls, you know, that one can find oneself in. And that is doing things that they have that need to be done, but that is not the highest and best use of their time. I think that's a question that a business owner needs to have all in front of them. Is this the highest and best use of my time?
Yeah.
And does it, go ahead.
Well, Trace, I was going to say, when you were talking about the car lights and like you could, like you only see so far, but I think when you have a vision, because Jeannie and I both love teaching, so we knew we wanted to bring value-based content to our clients. So whether that was YouTube or social media, we knew that was what we wanted to do. So we drove so far, you know, the lights took us so far, but then we had an opportunity to start interviewing people and we were terrible at it. Horrible. We were the worst interviewers ever. But what happened was we fell in love with having these conversations, which then led us to starting the podcast, right? But when we started with the vision, when we started with the velocity of heading where we wanted to go, that wasn't really there. But what happened is we drove further and we tried some things and then it just started to keep lighting up and, you know, more opportunities and more ways that we could reach people. And so I think that's so important, is realizing that having that clarity and then taking the action and knowing that the universe is going to open up different pathways for you and there's going to be more opportunities than you can see right now. But if you have clarity about where you want to go, then it all kind of, it falls in line for you because you have that clear vision and then you're starting to take steps. And I feel like the universe will then bring in other people or other opportunities or other things that you need to get there, which I think is super powerful.
Yes, it's like to stick with the same analogy of driving with a headlight. That's when you're driving in the dark. That's when you're starting. It's those mornings that you get up at 3 o'clock for that long drive. And then the sun starts rising and then you see the whole world around you. And so now you get to choose with full sight what's available inside your vision. And that's the beauty of clarity, that as you drive in the dark, starting only with those headlights, that it will, the dawn will begin, the light will occur. And there will be more clarity and for you to move with even greater velocity because you can go further and faster than what just the headlights will allow. So that's exactly what you just described, Kirsten. And it's a trust. You know, when we think about it, we trust whenever we're driving our car at night with a headlight. We trust the headlight. We trust the dawn will be there. And whenever you're being true to yourself, which brings into the other aspect of it, is knowing your values, knowing what is your passion. That adds a lot to it too. So we can talk more about that, of course. I love talking about this. Sometimes people say, okay, well, this is really great analogies and stuff, but what does it have to do with my life? You know, and those are very good questions. And one thing I would say to that is no one can be all they're meant to be by themselves. Mm-hmm. You cannot be yourself by yourself. You know, that we need supporting that, those mentors, those resources to help us. We cannot tell what color our own eyes are. We need someone to help us with that, to give us the feedback we need. So I think it's very important. And that's one of the beautiful things that I think that, Kirsten, that you and Jeannie provide, is that kind of support, that kind of feedback that allows business owners to not to have to reinvent the wheel, not to have to second guess themselves, to get a sense, am I on the right track here? So I think that is one of the great things that I personally get out of participation with you two that I truly, truly appreciate. And so did I digress again?
I think one thing we both value and appreciate with you is that you're always so passionate about doing, and you're always lifting other people up and helping them figure out what their clarity is. And I think that's a powerful thing because, you know, as a business owner, like you said, we can start beating ourselves up. Like, I'm not smart enough. I'm not fast enough. I'm not this. I'm not that. When the reality is, you know, if you have a clear vision of what you want, then you can start asking yourself, what resources or what tools do I need? Can you speak to that a little bit more? When you're working with a business owner and there is a gap between, you know, the skills that they have now or the tools that they have now and what they might need to get to that bigger vision.
I'm not sure what the gaps are, because so often that's the case. You don't know what you don't know. You know, that's why there's a big old gap there. But what you can do is look to see who is doing what you want to. You know, who's got, like, you look at that and go, I want some of that. So, like, who are they? What are they doing? What sort of team do they have? What sort of resources do they have? So you can look to see, you know, because there's hardly anything that any of us would do that's not already been done by someone before. So it's just knowing who are those people. Maybe that's the research. And a lot of these people make themselves readily available. Here, I'll give you an example, a personal example. I decided that it would be a really great thing to be on a local Sarasota television show, TV morning show. Like, I thought, well, that would be a great platform. And then the moment I thought of that, here comes, you know, the voice in the head, the saboteur. Oh, but you don't know what to do. You don't know who to talk to. Like, all the reasons they wouldn't want to talk to you. All the reasons why not. And it occurred to me that I know people who have been on the morning show in Sarasota. This is totally possible, you know, because another one was, I don't even know what to do. You can't just call up a TV station and say, hey, I want to be on. I mean, what do you do? And it's like, there are people who know what to do. All I have to do is talk to them, you know, and find out what, you know, show me the path. I do not have to hack my own. You know, I can, like, follow theirs. So that's just an example of something that I'm clear would be a very positive thing for me to do to help get my message out, which is, you know, for seniors to live their life with their full self-expression. But the dynamics are the same, whether it's that or a business or whatever. So, does that answer your question?
Yeah, and I love the fact that you're so passionate about helping seniors. I know you often say the third act. And one of the things that Jeannie and I have been so impressed with and somewhat surprised is how many clients we have that are in their 60s and 70s. And I think it's so exciting, especially, and some of them are women and some of them are men, but maybe their whole lives they wanted to start a business, but they had to have the stable job and they had to get the kids through college. And now they're living this dream that they've had for 30 or 40 years. To me, that is so powerful because it's, you know, it's scary to start a business at any age, but I would think it's especially scary if you're not really super tech savvy and things like that to start a business later in life. And I feel like that's one of the things that you empower other people to do is to take the chance and follow whatever dreams they have.
Absolutely. There is a solution. And once again, as you move forward, things open up. Like the two of you know that I happen to be very passionate about improv. And I was 66 years old when I took my first improv lesson. And it was exciting and terrifying at the same time. And I studied, you know, for many years. I became part of a group. We worked at, we got coaches out of California through Zoom. You know, I feel like the pandemic was terrible and all that, but honestly, I had a blast because a lot of these great teachers were not available and people weren't doing Zoom back then. You know, you had to go to Chicago or go to California. Now they were on Zoom. I had teachers in Spain and Europe and California and all over that I could have never studied with if it weren't for the pandemic and Zoom, you know. So my point is we went ahead and studied and studied and studied and ended up, I've performed now improv in Paris, in Sweden, in England, in Canada, in California, all over the country, doing what I love to do. And I have never felt more fulfilled, more energized, and more passionate in my life. And I want that for everybody, you know, regardless of their age. to have this kind of, no vacations are necessary. It's like, please don't make me stop doing this.
I love that. And you are fabulous. I had the opportunity to see you here in Sarasota, and you definitely come alive on stage. You can tell you're in your element and you're really passionate about it, which is so exciting.
It is. It is. And that, I might add, has led to my whole idea of writing the book, Leaner, Meaner, Senior, and then this notion of becoming a public speaker, you know, and bringing my improv talents and my my passion for being on the stage and my message, and being able to take that to people. So that can easily turn into a business. I mean, I have my book. I have the coaching that goes along with that. And it's just, a business. I never entered into, the point is, I never entered into improv thinking, wonder how I can make money out of this.
Right.
But as the dawn appeared and the world lit up, I could see this opportunity.
Well, it's awesome because you're so passionate and you want to help other people have that passion. And being around you is contagious because of that. And it's exciting to think about where you, like, again, you just took an improv class because you were interested in it, and then how everything just unfolded. Like, you know, just everything just lined up perfectly for you to end up with the book and with the business. And we will definitely put a link to the book in the show notes and in the description below. So yeah, it's awesome, Teresa. We're excited about that for you.
Yeah, I love that your first step, though, was to find out what you really wanted to do and what inspired you. And then, and like you said, it didn't have anything to do with building a business, but that's what kind of came from it. So exactly. You're an inspiration, my friend.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I feel like there's clarity. You know, I think back to, like, in the 90s, whenever I first saw improv, it was like I wanted to do that so badly. But that was my biggest regret about moving to Costa Rica, was I wasn't going to be able to take improv classes. And my biggest consolation when I came back was that I got to take improv classes. So, you know, so tapping into that interest that I had a long time ago. Because, you know, this is another thing I hear people talk about. Even my 21-year-old grandson, when I asked him, if you had all the money in the world, what would you do? And he was like, ooh, I don't know. And I said, well, don't feel alone. Most people don't, you know. And he says, but I guess if I were really to think about it, I would, like, love to history. I just love to do something with history. And it just hit me. And I said, have you ever thought maybe it, rather than teaching history, you want to make history? Maybe you want to get involved in government and make it. Then you can become a professor and teach it if you want to. And he was like, So, you know, it's like, we have these things that we don't allow ourselves to think. You know, we don't even go there. It's like, oh, Tom, silly. I can never do that. Who would vote for me? You know, and we stop. We become our own. We become the block. This yakety yakety yak in our head becomes the block, our biggest deterrent for fulfilling our vision, our purpose in living.
Find your passion, drive that to clarity, and the velocity is your next step.
Right. And discover the gap. So it's a vision. And also, what are your strengths? Let's don't forget the strengths, because we have strengths. So what, you know, what is your vision? What are your strengths? Is the gap between where you are now and where you want to be? And what resources do you need that are missing? So those are the kinds of thinking that's going to allow you to get to what juices you. You know, what puts that juice in your life, you know? And yeah, do that.
Fires you up.
That's right.
We love that, Teresa. You are juicing us up and getting us inspired. So we always love seeing you. We appreciate you being here. And if you would, maybe you would consider coming back and talking to our audience again.
dog with my arm.
So
wonderful.
So again, Teresa, thank you so much for being here. And if you all want to be inspired, you can find more information about Teresa at leanermeanersenior.com. There's a link to her book. There is a link to book a call with her. And if there is, you know, a gap in your business and you do think, as far as marketing goes, and it's something that you would like to outsource, we would love to talk to you, Kirsten and I, because we have a program called the Marketing VA Advantage, where our business owners will handle a very small part of their marketing, and they have a trained marketing virtual assistant who handles most of the tasks. So again, thank you, Teresa, for being here, and thank you all for watching. And we would love to hear your comments below. So thanks so much for listening to this podcast. If you're interested, there will be links in the show notes. And we would love, love, love it if you would share this with someone who you think needs some inspiration. So we'll see you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.